Russia says it will veto a draft United Nations resolution to refer the Syrian conflict to the International Criminal Court if it comes to a vote in the Security Council. Moscow's ambassador to the UN, Vitaly Churkin, called the French-drafted resolution a publicity stunt. Churkin said the measure would undermine efforts to find a political solution to the crisis in Syria. On Tuesday, Moscow's deputy foreign minister said the draft is unacceptable to the Kremlin and Moscow will not support it. The resolution calls for the ICC to be given a mandate over crimes against humanity and war crimes committed in Syria by the government and foreign-backed insurgents. The UN Security Council is scheduled to vote on the matter on Thursday. To discuss that a bit further, and I'm joined by Mr. Nasir Al-Omari, who is a writer and political commentator, who is joining us live now from New York. Mr. Nasir Al-Omari, thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV's World News. I want to ask Mr. Al-Omari, firstly, how do you react to this talk of Russia vetoing any draft UN resolution about the ICC referral?
Well, I think the way it was described, it's a stunt by the French government, is a realistic description of this move. These Western governments have no real interest in the Middle East or Africa or any of these countries. The interest in all these countries was before or colonial. When there is interest, these countries use human rights and use destruction, what have you. And when there is no interest, they basically try to appeal and cater to their constituents in France, liberals in France and what have you. These governments have no interest in helping the Syrian people. They have no interest in the Middle East. And all of these are just catering to their own constituents in these respective countries.
And so, Mr. Al-Omari, going forward then, what should we expect to happen? Do you believe that there will be at some point when Russia will accept any referral to the ICC of the Syrian case?
I don't think that Russia is in any mood to cooperate with the West right now. We have the Ukrainian situation and we have what seems to be an alliance between China and Russia now to counterbalance all moves on the international stage. I doubt that we'll see any resolution being passed. And to be honest with you, it's also the lack of interest on the part of the Western governments to be involved in these expensive ventures abroad. So unfortunately, if the international community is serious about helping Syrian people and caring for the Syrian people, you have millions, hundreds of thousands of refugees who need all kinds of support, and the Jordanian government is complaining that the support is not forthcoming. Turkey is complaining. So all of this is a true stunt, as it was described.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate you speaking to us. That was Mr. Nasir Al-Omari speaking to us live from New York.